This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is today's incomprehensible macroeconomic acronym, CPTPP, Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. If that last bit sounds familiar, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that's because this trade deal is kind of a cousin once removed to the Obama-era TPP that, in the Trump era, the United States pulled out of. Anyway, I mentioned the CPTPP because the UK has just joined it, 11 Pacific Rim countries with a combined GDP of $14 trillion. And for as much trade trauma as the UK has had lately, see also Brexit, Brexiteers in the UK are rejoicing, seeing this deal as a chance to make up for all that trade with the EU that they lost. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
We've just agreed one of the biggest trade deals of all time.
In a snappy video, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak raved about the Pacific Partnership, an amazing opportunity, a major breakthrough, and some independent economists feel the same about the new deal.
The political significance is huge, and I believe that in the longer term, the economic significance will also be massive.
Professor David Collins of City University, an expert on world trade, says joining this pact is a seismic shift, and not just for the UK.
You're talking about the symbolic reorientation of the global economy towards the Pacific, and the UK very much being part of that.
President Obama helped launch the original Pacific Accord as part of his pivot to Asia. President Trump pulled out of that deal, but now Britain has joined the CPTPP in order to pivot away from Europe. Collins believes it will in time prove a big success.
Trade with the Pacific region will vastly exceed that with the EU, because the EU is in a period of economic decline and these parts of the world are in periods of economic growth.
Some Brexiteers are jubilant. On his show, on the largely pro-Brexit TV channel GB News, host Mark Dolan toasted the new trade deal.
The future's ours and the future's bright. Bring on global Britain. With my glass half full, I'll drink to that.
But pro-EU economists have been lining up to downplay the importance of the Pacific Pact.
I think that this is not going to have much economic significance at all.
Emeritus Reader in Economics at Sussex University, Peter Holmes.
CPTPP is big, but it's a long way away, and countries overwhelmingly do more trade with countries that are nearby.
The UK won't make up for lost trade with its neighbours in the EU, he says. On the government's own figures, CPTPP membership is expected to add just 0.08% to the UK's economy over the next decade, while lost trade with the EU could cut anticipated GDP by 4%. Dr. Minako Morita-Jager of the UK Trade Policy Observatory is also scathing about the new deal.
In terms of economics, that what we can expect is really limited.
Some companies should do well. Scotch whisky makers welcome the fact their product no longer faces a 165% tariff in Malaysia. And how about this company? Clevedon Fasteners, a champion exporter which sells its rivets to more than 40 countries. The boss, Steve Hardiman, voted for Brexit because he said it would unleash the potential of British manufacturing.
Will the CPTPP membership do that? Do you feel that your potential is about to be unleashed?
No, that isn't going to make a vast amount of difference.
Because the UK already has bilateral free trade agreements with 9 of the 11 Pacific Rim countries. But anyway, like a lot of bosses of small companies in the UK right now, Hardiman is more concerned about the home front. Interest on the loans he took out to get through the pandemic has soared. So have his energy costs. And the government just hiked corporate taxes by a third.
So basically, I think there's a hostile business environment at the moment.
You're not in a celebratory mood, then?
I am not. You're dead right.
He concedes that if the US joined the CPTPP, which seems unlikely over the next few years, the Pacific Rim bloc could have huge potential. But potential doesn't pay the bills. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.